September 5th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 61 days to the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and I am a little shocked, I have to say. I'm a little shocked and maybe even a little disheartened more than I normally would be that people are still falling for the Russian conspiracy hoax. I cannot believe it. People are still falling for the Russian conspiracy hoax. Now, the liberals, the left, the Democrats, okay, yeah, they'll fall for anything. But to see conservatives now buying into this, oh, yes, we trust the DOJ now, we trust the FBI now, is stunning. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's my guess is most people in this audience do not care about the Tenet Media story. And they're not buying into the division and the hype. So, and I addressed it plenty on X earlier, but I'm just like, wow, oh, the DOJ is being honest and the Russian conspiracy is real now. What? Oh, yeah. With, you know, just over 60 days, I'm sure. Yeah, all these Americans here you see on the screen, I guess Lawrence Southern's actually Canadian. Oh, yeah, they're Russians. Oh yeah. Oh, they're Russian propaganda agents. What a joke. What a joke it really all is. Now, I'm waiting to see the full story, and there might be something there. But to see right-wingers and Trump supporters buying into it, if anything, this thing was probably a Fed op, ladies and gentlemen, against Trump. But my guess is, I don't know, it's just, it's all over today, and I just can't believe people are falling for it. Because, again, the real story is, whatever the case is with Lauren Chin and Tenet Media, I'll wait and see. I tend not to trust the DOJ and the FBI because I'm smart. But the real story is that the DOJ and the FBI are getting ready to play the cards so that the Democrats don't certify Trump's election victory. That's the story here. And so I'm just stunned people can't see right through this. But now it's real. Oh, okay. No. They're going to refuse to certify Trump's election in November. And Russian meddling, influence, interference, that's going to be their excuse. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. The Democrats have gone on TV and said so. But people are piling on this deal now, and it's just missing the entire story. But okay, I don't know. Maybe people don't care about that. That are tuned into this show, but man, it is like the number one thing on X right now in the right-wing commentary. And of course, leftists, but see, it's perfect now. And leftists say, oh, look, everyone's a Russian agent now. Everybody that supports Trump is paid by Russia. Give me a break. Give me a break. Here, you want the big story? Really? Hunter Biden is now pleading guilty in the California case because they don't want the 30 witnesses that were going to be called to testify exposing the Biden crime family. There's your story. Not some media group that might have been getting paid by a Russian or could have been a federal front anyway. No, it's that they don't want you to know that the Bidens were taking millions of dollars for foreign country. He's the president of the United States. Not a social media influencer. That's the story.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The home stretch, 2 months, 2 months until the presidential election. And oh, the FBI and the DOJ have a new Russian conspiracy hoax for you. And people are falling for it. I can't believe it. I guess I would expect nothing more from the American left, the liberal, the Democrat, but for conservatives and right wingers to pile on and now believe the DOJ is something I did not see on my bingo card. I did not have that one coming. And yet here we are. And then it serves as the perfect distraction as people want to pile on and be holier than thou. And it serves as the perfect distraction from Hunter Biden pleading guilty today. And it's not even about Hunter Biden. It's not even about the guilty plea. It's about the fact that, as we had the guests on yesterday, they were going to be covering it. They didn't want the witness testimony. The witness testimony was going to be so damning in the Hunter Biden case that he just went ahead and pled guilty instead of fighting it. Now, is a pardon from his father a guarantee? I would say it's probably a pretty safe bet. And maybe this was all agreed to when Biden dropped out. Because this could have blown the Biden crime family wide open for the American people to see. It would have cost him the election, likely, if this would have gone to trial and all the witnesses would have come forward. But now Biden's out and Hunter Biden pleads guilty. And so you kind of just sweep it under the rug. Biden gets to ride off into the sunset with all the cash from the foreign countries. Hunter Biden gets the pardon. Put a bow on it. But, oh, there's no FBI indictments. There's no DOJ indictments. There's no press conferences into the Bidens taking millions of dollars from foreign countries that we have on record with the House committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Oversight Committee. We have the checks. We have the bank records. I mean, we got a whole wire transfer book outline slideshow. Oh, no, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about American media being Russian agents again. Oh. Now, yesterday, I warned there would be international gang warfare. It seems that we're inching ever closer to that in Chicago. Now, there's a lot of videos going around. I decided I'm not going to air them because I just can't confirm what's really going on. And it's mostly being hid from the news. And it's funny enough. It's these situations where talk radio ends up being the most important medium to understand what's really going on, where I could probably open up the phone lines and say, people in Chicago, what's really going on? Now, there's a little bit of news in this on the media, and there's some back and forth. Again, we're talking about international gang warfare, where Chicago gangs are now getting into territory wars with Venezuelan gangs. And there's all kinds of videos on the internet, but again, it's hard to really confirm this stuff and place this stuff, so I've just decided I'm not going to air it. But we do have some headlines, and I do think something's going on. But it's like the best source would just be for me to open up the phone lines and say, hey, if you're in Chicago, what's going on? So we've got that coming up. Now this whole DOJ, FBI indictment, tenant media thing ties into how the Russians and the world are really just laughing at us at this point. Our leadership is such a joke. And I guess to an extent, I mean, it's hard to say they disrespect all American people, but certainly the American left is just the laughingstock of the world at this point. And so Vladimir Putin comes out and endorses Kamala Harris. And so we'll show you some of the headlines on that. And then you've got a legal battle going on as far as the judge that's about to sentence Donald Trump coming up on September 18th. He has been sued, as well as the Ethics Commission for New York. So we got that coming up as well. And then some important news breaking from Elon Musk. Oh, and the shooter, as was reported yesterday, was known to the FBI. In fact, was known to the FBI as far back as 2023. Wow. And then we got a bunch of video clips dealing with all of this, including Trump speaking today in New York City. He had his town hall last night. He did an hour with Sean Hannity. They're going to air the hour number two, which was questions with the audience. That's going to be aired tonight. So we're going to have all of that coming up. And I don't want to spend too much time on this either, because I want to stay focused on the news. But if you listen to the Alex Jones show today, and I was listening when he was kind of giving an update on the status of InfoWars and of the company. And, of course, I've been asked for comment on this publicly, privately, too many times to count. And I don't really do, like, canned press statements or, like, legal speak or anything like that. I don't have lawyers writing me statements. I speak for myself. But kind of for the first time, I was like, look, I'm just going to have a canned response, and that's as long as there's a duty for me here at InfoWars, as long as there's an InfoWars war room, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my job. And if you want updates on the situation, go to the Alex Jones show. He'll provide you with those. I'm just here to do my job. But I was listening to Alex today, and it kind of really hit home. And I resonate with how he's feeling and how he's thinking going through all of this. And I'm not a bitter person, but like I can sense like where it would be, if you can understand what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't affect me, but I can kind of like sense it, like, oh yeah, that would make somebody bitter. So what I see happening is, and the way Alex kind of put it today, it's like we're just so used to the corruption at this point. It's like, and maybe for us, we're just so used to being in the info war and dealing with all of that. And that's probably true. And it's probably a survival thing for us to just kind of become numb to it in a way. And I'm speaking for the crew that's been working here for years, the crew that's been working 10-hour, 15-hour days, 7 days a week for years on this crazy ship. So it's like we kind of just become numb to it, like punch drunk, like just in the trenches. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, another mortar shell just blew up behind us. And same for Alex. But it's it is there's an understanding here. And most people just don't have it because they haven't been through it yet. And so that's what's so frustrating. So it's like we don't come on air and make ourselves the story every day. I don't come on air and talk about what I've been through or what InfoWars has been through or Alex or anybody because we want to cover the news. But it's like people really don't get the times we're living in. They really don't understand how serious the corruption is. Now, they get it now more than they did, say, 4 years ago or 10 years ago. And this is where I could see somebody being bitter because what I see now is basically the new conservative media, if you will, the new right-wing media, if you will, is basically building their castle, building their empire on the foundations that were laid by Alex Jones and InfoWars. And I don't really care. We just want to save the country. It's all about prosperity. But they don't understand that if InfoWars or when InfoWars goes down, you're all doomed. And I really just don't think people understand how serious this is. Now, if we get Trump in, maybe we avoid that. But you understand, what they do to Alex Jones and what they do to InfoWars, they will do to you. You are not untouchable. So it's amazing to see all these people that just really don't understand it. And they've built mighty empires and mighty castles on the foundations laid by InfoWars. And good, I'm glad that they're out there. I'm glad that we've moved the needle. I'm glad that we've changed the political paradigm. I'm glad that we control the narrative. I'm glad that we're now the conversation where we want it. But I really believe if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, they will shut down X. They will shut it down. I truly believe that. Now, if you've never been censored anywhere, you probably don't understand how serious that is. But you see, there wasn't the proper response when they censored InfoWars, Alex Jones, myself, and everybody that was here. There wasn't the proper response when they sued Alex for, they wanted over $1 trillion. That's real. They said they wanted over $1.5 trillion. I mean, that's absurd. The final judgment ended up being like hundreds of billions, which was still absurd. And so then they were like, okay, well, hundreds of millions. And they just lie about the whole thing. They'll do that to who's ever next. And so there's kind of this riding the wave of the election cycle and riding the wave of Elon Musk freeing up X. So they're kind of riding this wave and the numbers are good and the money is good. And there's this cognitive dissonance that it will all be taken away. And so it's like until you've been through that, until you've seen that, until you've... And that's where it comes back to the DOJ and the FBI and these people falling for it. I've been in the court with these people. I've been through trials with these people. I've been indicted by these people. There is no integrity. There is no justice. You really think all of a sudden the Department of Justice, the FBI are into it to get down to the bottom and find justice and stop foreign interference and all this stuff? Really, you believe that? Because maybe you don't like Lauren Chen or you don't like some of her commentary. Now you're all in. Oh, yeah, I trust the DOJ now. So it's this weird cognitive dissonance. But makes me realize at the end of it all, folks, they have poured through our books time and time again. They've poured through my personal life, personal books, time and time again. So there is no doubt who makes InfoWars run. There is no doubt what the blood and the heart and the soul of InfoWars are. It's Alex Jones starting the company decades ago, and it's this audience supporting it, period. True believers in the idea of the American dream. True believers in the idea of an independent media. True believers in the idea that we can have a discussion and have a debate and not have to be afraid of going to prison because we have a First Amendment. And, you know, I see some of the numbers that these other people make that don't have near the impact or near the following of InfoWars. And again, it's like I could see how somebody would be bitter. I don't even care. Because this is how it works around here. I have been approached by Alex Jones. The first time was probably 2017 or 18. And when I started here, I basically had a small base salary. They didn't know what, you know, my future would be here. A lot of people come in here and they just can't hack it, quite frankly. It's a tough job. And he came up to me maybe like a year after I was hired and looked and said, "You're still making your base salary?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, why didn't you say anything?" I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm not really here for the money." "Okay, well," he gave me a nice raise, and I've been able to live comfortably. I have a car that starts. I have a roof over my head that I like. I have food in my fridge that's healthy. And probably 4, 5, 6 times since then, Alex would come up to me and he would offer me a raise. Or he'd call me into his office and he'd offer me a raise. And I'd say, "Well, let's hire another crew member." "Okay." They go out and hire another crew member. Come to me again. "Hey, let's give you a raise." "That's all right, Alex. Hire another crew member." "Okay." Hires another crew member. Comes up to me again. Says, "Hey, man, I've been talking about giving you a raise for a long time. Let's get that raise." I said, "Alex, that's okay. Let's hire another crew member." And he says, "Well, why don't you go out and hire a crew member?" I went out and I hired Rob Agueros. Been working here for probably 5 years or so now. That's how things work at InfoWars. In fact, I mean, this all came out in court anyway, so I don't even care. Alex was so frustrated that I wouldn't take a raise that he gave me his car. And he was like, "Look, I can't give you a raise. We're out of money now. I've been telling you I'd give you a raise, but we're out of money. There's no money now. How about I just give you a car as a form of a raise instead? How about that?" See, there's nothing I've said that they don't already know. There's nothing I've said that hasn't already come out in court filings. There's nothing I've said that probably when they come and investigate Alex and myself for January 6th or all this other garbage that they haven't already seen. But see, that's what I'm saying. Then they go out in the media and they say, "Alex has hundreds of millions of dollars." And then they go out in the media or people doing commentary on Alex. "Alex is owned by this group," or "Alex is owned by that group." So I've seen the lies. I've seen how they build a lie. I've seen how they spin the narrative. And I've seen how people respond to it in a completely inaccurate way. So I'm not going to spend any more time on that. But when I heard Alex talking about the future of InfoWars and the big, I mean, I guess you want to say the next big court date coming up, September 24th, it really hit me. Because I fall into it too, where it's just, you know, you're walking through the trenches every day and eventually the noise of the mortars going off around you, it's just like, it just eventually just goes away. You don't even hear it anymore. But I just hope people understand, whether you like Alex or hate Alex, that the fate of InfoWars will ultimately be the fate of the First Amendment and free speech and independent media in this country. Now, they could shut this place down, but that doesn't mean it has to be the fate. You see, if they shut this place down and InfoWars gets resurrected in a sense, or InfoWars gets that mantle of the true independent, anti-corruption, free speech media, and that legacy is finally enshrined, then maybe there's a chance for the First Amendment. But if they shut this place down, and it's just like when they censored us, and just like when they sued us, and it barely gets a murmur, and not nearly enough attention, and not nearly enough panic, and not nearly enough of a sense of urgency, then all these other people that are building their empires now and building their castles now, and good for them, if they don't realize their fate will be the fate of InfoWars, then they're just still not quite there. And if you think for one second, whatever the case is with Lauren Chen and Tenet Media, if you think for one second that's a big story and that's a big deal, then you've just swung and missed at a ball in the dirt. A dirt ball. So I'm going to move on from that. The big story is that it's the FBI and the DOJ setting up the Democrats to refuse to certify Trump's election, say it was Russian interference, Russian hacking, Russian influence. And then it's Hunter Biden pleading guilty out of nowhere today so they can avoid going to trial, so that the whole Biden crime family syndicate does not get blown up, taking millions of dollars from all these foreign countries. And I'm supposed to sit here and freak out at this Lauren Chen Tenet Media thing when I've got the Israel lobby that buys out our Congress every election cycle for hundreds of millions of dollars. I've got the son of the current president of the United States working as a rat hole and a middleman taking millions of dollars from foreign countries. I've got the last two governors of New York, Hochul and Cuomo, with Chinese agents in their administration. I've got the Chinese Communist Party running the Confucius Institute at American universities. Oh, and I'm going to sit here and be told by the DOJ and the FBI, hey, look, it's Russia. And they paid like $10 million to this Lauren Chen and Tenet Media. Oh, yeah. And then because people don't like Lauren Chen's commentary, they pile on. And by the way, I've been critical of the political purists. I've been critical of the people that say, oh, I'm not voting Trump anymore. He's not strong enough on abortion. I've been critical of those people. Lauren Chen was one of those people. I'm remaining consistent. So when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on with the Hunter Biden case, why he pled guilty. But hey, no FBI indictments, no DOJ press conferences, the president's son taking millions of dollars. That's fine.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalists' own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max. That is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant. But makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way. But it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men. Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now, please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at BAMS.video.
Prosecutors were shocked today. They were not expecting Hunter Biden to change his plea to guilty. They were expecting this thing to go to trial. They had dozens of witnesses lined up, and he changed his plea. And I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here. And I'm sure there's some seen and some unseen, maybe some stuff going on between the Bidens personally and then larger the Democrat Party politics of it all. How did the Democrats run a coup on Joe Biden? How were they able to pull it off? Well, surface level, and I'm sure that this is a major player, surface level, he had a disastrous debate, and they probably realized after that, if not before that, that this guy just can't hack it. He's really waning with his health, physically, mentally. He cannot do an election cycle. Just, it's not going to work. And we already hit him one time, but we had COVID as an excuse. I don't think we can hide him this time. And the Democrat power brokers are thinking, well, we can't have Biden at the top of the ticket because it hurts us down ballot. It'll hurt us in governor races and Senate races and House races. So we got to get somebody else on the top of the ticket because this could cost us dearly in these other races. But how do you get rid of Joe Biden? He's the president. You've been telling us he's the greatest president of all time. You've been talking about how he's sharp as a tack was their talking point. So how do you just remove him and get people not to question things? Well, maybe you approach him and you say, look, here's the deal. Your son is about to be in court. And all of the money that he was funneling to you and taking some for himself with all these foreign countries and foreign deals and never registered as a foreign agent, you know, this is either going to destroy you or we're going to let it destroy you. And our friends in the media will report on it. Or you can just ride off into the sunset, take all your stolen loot, spend the rest of your years or months, whatever you got left with your family. You can pardon Hunter. It won't look bad because you're running for re-election, so you can pardon him. It'll be fine. And just go quietly. Just go quietly. I'm guessing it went down something like that. But then there's the Kamala Harris angle. And I was asking yesterday, you know, why go with Kamala Harris? Because listen to this. Do you remember this? This was AOC about a week or two before they ran the coup on Joe Biden. And it was getting obvious at that point that they wanted to get rid of Joe. And so you had some Democrats saying he's got to go. You had other Democrats saying, no, we've got to keep Joe. He's the president. But listen here to what AOC said a couple weeks before they ran the coup on Biden in clip five.
A huge amount of the donor class and a huge amount of these elites and a huge amount of these folks in these rooms that I see that are pushing for President Biden to not be the nominee, also are not interested in seeing the vice president being the nominee.
So they didn't want Kamala either. So was that kind of Joe's, like, last revenge, giving them Kamala? Or did nobody else want to step up and run against Donald Trump, so they were forced to go with Kamala? But getting back to the Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden to change plea to guilty in federal case. Again, totally unexpected. They had dozens of witnesses lined up. I mean, folks, it was going to expose not just the money aspect of this, but the prostitution angle of this as well, which, I mean, who knows where all that goes. So I think the deal has clearly been made here. Hunter Biden pleads guilty. They avoid all the witnesses and everything else going on in a long trial that's going to be covered by the media and scrutinized every day. They don't see the prostitutes and the pimps. They don't see the million-dollar checks and wire transfers and everything else. Just shut the door on it. Okay. Oh, it's just a tax evasion thing. No big deal. And then Big Papa Joe pardons him before he leaves office, which they'll probably do after the election. Now, what's unfortunate, hey, look, Biden's out of the race, so we're not really dealing with Joe Biden anymore. And yet, to let this thing go away is a travesty in a way. Now, I'd trade it. I'd trade it immediately. I'd trade it 100 out of 100 times. Let the Biden crime family get away with their stolen loot. Let the Biden crime family get away with selling this country out. If that meant we get to take our country back, we get to stop all the corruption, we get to save the country from utter destruction and communism and open border invasions and everything else, I'm not saying that that is the trade-off we're getting. I'm just saying I would accept it. Otherwise, this is a travesty of justice if the Bidens can get away with this. And that's why it's such a joke And let's see. Congress comes back in session. They've talked about impeaching Biden. It's a worthless endeavor at this point, unless you want to just expose this stuff. They do have new bank records that they're going to show eventually. I don't know when, but they do have new bank records. And keep in mind, there are Democrats on these committees as well, the Judicial Committee and the Oversight Committee. So maybe they're coming in, whether Biden's involved in these meetings or not, but they're coming into these Democrat meetings and they're saying, hey, the Republicans got more bank records coming. They got more wire transfers coming. They got more checks coming that are going to show Hunter Biden getting paid all this money and other members of the Biden family, and then a wire transfer or a check to Joe Biden for 10% of the money that they got. And so they're probably telling the Democrats, they're like, look, I'm on the Oversight Committee. I'm on the Judicial Committee. This is all coming out. It's going to be open shut. The Bidens were getting paid for foreign influence. We got to get them out of the race. This is going to drop in September. This is going to drop in October. So the Republicans might still drop it, but they had to get Biden out of the way. And now they're trying to close this other angle of it with the Hunter Biden tax evasion. But I think you still have to go through with this if you are the Oversight Committee, if you are the Judicial Committee. You still have to go through with this. You still have to show the American people. Sticking it to Biden, I don't know what the effect is on Harris's campaign. It's not going to be positive, certainly, but I don't know how much of a negative it is. But it has to be done. It absolutely has to be done. And think about how bad it was going to be for the Bidens that Hunter has decided to plead guilty. Because, folks, he could have gone through this trial and delayed it. He could have gone through this trial, and who knows what the results could have been. Delayed it, whatever, maybe a more favorable result. Pleads guilty last minute to avoid all of the witnesses and evidence from coming out. That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is. So I don't know what the math is on 3 years of taxes where he owed $1.4 million, but he was obviously making millions of dollars as a unregistered foreign agent selling influence to foreign countries, being the president, the vice president's son. But was there a DOJ FBI hearing on that? No.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. it's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know, you would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
How much money did Hunter Biden make selling foreign influence and access to his daddy, then Vice President Joe Biden? How much did Hunter Biden make? And when will the DOJ and the FBI, when will they be having their press conference on that scandal? No, well, it's true, actually, though, you know, Lauren Chen, she was the president. Oh, no, she wasn't. Well, she was the vice president. Oh, no, no, wasn't that either. Maybe her parents were in the Senate. No, actually, she's Canadian. Oh, okay. But that's the big thing. Hey, don't worry about the Biden crime family over here and, you know, Hunter Biden with his millions of dollars selling foreign influence to his daddy, the vice president. That's not the story. No. And isn't it ironic, Tim Pool announces litigation against the Kamala Harris campaign, and then 2 days later, he's on a FBI indictment. But to be fair, he's actually depicted as the victim in all of this. So the whole thing is just pathetic, quite frankly. The whole thing is just a joke. Yeah, I'm still waiting to find out when the DOJ and the FBI are going to be doing their press conference on the Chinese agent that was working for Governor Andrew Cuomo and Governor Kathy Hochul. Still waiting for that press conference. Probably shouldn't hold my breath, though. Probably shouldn't hold my breath. And certainly, the Israel lobby spending hundreds of millions of dollars every election cycle is not foreign influence that you should be worried about, even though we spend $2 trillion of war in the Middle East. Oh, it's all so frustrating. It's all so frustrating. All right. Well, we know where our money comes from. It comes from you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are eternally grateful for that. We thank you for that. Purchasing supplements that make you healthy or some InfoWars memorabilia just to show you supported us and just to have some InfoWars memorabilia, some InfoWars lore. I think we still have some of the limited edition gold bars available. If they're not sold out yet, but I think there's still some. It's just a great way to support us. But really, it's a piece of InfoWars memorabilia that is, I mean, who knows? Who knows how much longer we could be here? Could be your last opportunity to get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia. And that's the InfoWars gold bar card that we have going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So I think we still have some of that left, but it's limited edition. So when it sells out, it's gone. But we do have some remaining of the InfoWars exclusive limited edition proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible. So this is a collectible for you to just show that you supported the InfoWar, but it's a piece of InfoWars memorabilia of this legendary network that the corrupt establishment, deep state, Democrats, communists want off the air. So truly leading the way, InfoWars, and it's you supporting us through the years that made it possible. But get a great product as well while they are available for your own health and your own well-being. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus every day, like Bodies, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, getting a good night's sleep with Good Night Sleep from InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. So very important to support your health with these great products and support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I got a ton of this illegal immigrant news. It's just absolutely insane. And then you've got a new DOJ chief. You know, I've got an interesting take on this. We'll do this coming up in the next hour. But again, when you have DOJ officials admitting that the entire thing against Trump is fake and political persecution, but now they're going after somebody I don't like, and they're going after somebody I disagree with. So now it's real. Please don't do that. Do better. Please do better. In the meantime, we're not even going to get answers. You know, Trump is due to go back to Butler, Pennsylvania pretty soon. I forget when that is. Most agents guarding Trump during assassination attempt were Homeland Security personnel who took a 2-hour online webinar. That was their training, folks, an online webinar. We all know how serious people take those. Here's Josh Howley breaking it down in clip 2.
So what now are we hearing from whistleblowers, Senator?
Well, what I've heard tonight, Jesse, is that most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a 2-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The president of the United States, former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They only got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
You're saying, and if we're to believe that there's this big Iranian threat, that this is coming down the pike and they had to beef up security, their idea of beefing up security was not putting more Secret Service agents and counter snipers, was just throwing in a bunch of guys that have never done this before from Homeland Security and sending them into some Zoom training that didn't work?
That's exactly right. I'm told that actually agents, Homeland Security agents, were pulled off of child exploitation cases, child endangerment cases, the stuff they normally do. They don't normally do protective detail work at all. They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway. Jesse, this is a nightmare, and we still have no answers. The only reason we know this stuff is because of whistleblowers. It's outrageous.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and notice you've got nothing from the special House committee that's supposed to be investigating this. Nothing. It's been all other members of Congress and the members of the House that were left out that are doing any proactive measures as far as trying to get the American people answers. And look, there's still plenty of questions, and I'm sure that by now they've erased any evidence trail, but criminal negligence is where this starts. And then I mean, maybe just outright attempted murder or assassination, it might be that's kind of your range right here, is that they tried to get Trump killed versus this was just criminal negligence. But it's pretty clear at this point. They did not want Trump to have good Secret Service. They did not want Trump to be properly protected. And so you kind of just, if you're giving, if you're going to give the benefit of the doubt here, if you're going to go with the least of all evils, they had intentionally the worst possible detail and protection for Trump so that you could have the environment where somebody could take a shot at him and get away with it. And that's what happened. So that's not even really up for debate. Now, again, can we get the evidence that it was done intentionally? Can we get the evidence that it was done with malice? Can we get the evidence that they wanted Trump dead and prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? I don't know. If that evidence ever existed, it's probably long gone by now. And unfortunately, the official House committee is just doing nothing. But criminal negligence, a man died. Criminal negligence is the very minimum that we should be dealing with here. And where are the follow-up hearings with Director Chris Wray, with former Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle, and now sitting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe? Where are the follow-up hearings? Are we going to get them when Congress comes back into session? Probably not. And if you remember, Ray and Roe and Cheadle all, and you hear this all the time at these hearings, oh, we'll get you those answers. Oh, we'll search for that. I don't have that on me right now. I'll get that to you. Well, whatever happens to that? Are we going to get any follow-up here? So I would say it's pretty damning at this point. The leadership at the Secret Service, unless they can prove otherwise, intentionally stood down the detail, intentionally tried to create an environment where Trump could get shot and killed. That's what this looks like, at the very least. At the very least. But then you get into the shooter himself, and you wonder if he didn't have handlers, and if there wasn't something else going on behind his activities. But we don't get any answers. We get nothing. But hey, trust the government when it's convenient for you.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024 you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.